conducting a successful counterinsurgency campaign in Afghanistan might require a lot more troops, and some say more of them should be women. The World's Katie Clark explains.
To say that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have been a learning experience for the U.S. military would be an understatement. One of the many aha moments occurred in Iraq back in 2004. That's when commanders realized they couldn't have male soldiers searching female Iraqis at the various checkpoints that were springing up around the country. Cultural norms simply wouldn't allow it. Thus was born the Lioness Program, a Marine Corps all-female search team. The concept of all-women military teams was adopted last year in Afghanistan. There, they're called female engagement teams. Their mission is somewhat different from Iraq, says former Army officer Paula Broadwell.
They are operating exclusively with a mandate of winning hearts and minds, and they do that through sipping tea and providing basic services like meeting hygiene needs and medical needs for women in these tribal villages. And the women invite them back, and they feel safer than when a male soldier comes in to their village.
Broadwell, who's now with Harvard Center for Public Leadership, says an effective counterinsurgency involves more than just winning hearts and minds. It's a combination of kinetic force, stuff like killing the enemy, and non-kinetic force, building bridges and schools and the like. She says that often means taking advantage of the different strengths men and women in uniform may bring to the fight.
More men in the military focus on the kinetic aspects. Women have been generally more focused on the non-kinetic aspects. And I draw that data by looking at the number of women who are involved in academic research on peacekeeping, on nation building, and so forth, versus the number of men who typically gravitate towards harder topics that are more focused on conventional warfare.
Broadwell says, besides, when more than half the population you're trying to win over is female, it just makes sense to use the women on your team as effectively as possible. Cultural norms notwithstanding, a female Marine might be more likely to understand how best to relate to an Afghan woman than a male Marine. Lori Manning runs the Women in the Military Project at the Women's Research and Education Institute in Washington. She supports the idea of putting more female engagement teams in Afghanistan.
Those who volunteer these days to serve in the military, I think they're doing it because they want to be where they can make a difference, and that's certainly one of the places where they can be.
But Manning points out that the military isn't training enough linguists in the local Pashtun language to make it possible for all women teams to work effectively there. She adds that federal law still prohibits women from serving in frontline combat positions, and walking around Taliban-infested villages making friends with the locals certainly qualifies as combat duty. For The World, this is Katie Clark.